Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT's After Hours. Conversation that took place after the broadcast ended.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Hey everybody, welcome to After Hours here on Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, and the two commanders, Camaro Chris, Dave, Chris and Dave and Chris, whatever they are. They're like my adopted sons. They're damn near as old as I am, though. Anyway, but we're talking with Emily Detweiler, the new CEO of Kansas City Barbecue Society. And you got your hands full. I will be the first to offer my congratulations and condolences to you for that and doing that. Do you think that the general membership so far, from what you know, and it's early in the game, you're only about in the halfway through the first inning, are going to embrace change that you want to bring?
You know, I think for the most part, yes. I think there will be a certain contingent who perhaps doesn't. But I also think, a good majority of the membership understands that we absolutely have to make change in order to thrive and grow into the future. So, you know, it's interesting to see as you look at the membership roster, and as I'm starting to brainstorm ideas and things like that, I look at, okay, where do our demographics break out? You know, one of the things that I think is the most interesting is that we've got 18% of our membership who are female, and that is much higher than I would have anticipated, so that's kind of exciting.
How much did you say? How much did you say, Emily?
19%.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's great. And then also when you start to see, you know, I don't think it's a big surprise to many, but we are definitely an aging organization. But we are seeing growth in some of our younger demographics. And so, again, that to me is another area that I want to continue to focus on as well. You know, I think we absolutely have to continue to maintain a strong base. But as we think about where we have growth opportunities, I really see a need to push for younger audiences to get involved and to get them excited about grilling and smoking and, you know, barbecue. So whether that's through fun tailgating experiences at the high school or collegiate level, you know, there's all kinds of different things that we can do. We've just got to prioritize and focus. So that's part of what I'm working toward as well.
Got to stay hydrated, too. That's important.
Yes.
You must stay hydrated at these events. Okay, so we talked in the very first segment about, it seems like a year ago now, but, you know, it to compete, it's a little spendy. You can't really go with just a Weber kettle anymore. I'm sure you can at local events or local kind of unsanctioned KCB events that are just getting started, but it's tough. So one of my questions to you, and I didn't want to put it honestly in the regular show, was it's expensive now, even if you're on the Smithfield program or something like that. But if you like $150 for a Wagyu brisket, okay. Mm-hmm. And they're going to buy anywhere from 2 to 4 of them during a competition like that. And even if you're on some of the pork programs and things or the chicken programs, it still gets expensive just for the proteins. How can we, you know, and if you want to compete at that level, that's fine. I don't have a problem with it. But how do we convince the John Q. public that you can go down and buy a Painted Hills, a Snake River, one of these other, you know, excellent beef brands, for example, but you don't have to pay $150 for it. You can have a great time at your tailgater or, you know, your family event on the weekend or whatever you're doing. So that's one of the things I was kind of pointing out earlier, and is that there's that discrepancy, because the guys that are the pros, they have their own deal, they have their own meets, they have all this stuff, and that's cool. They earned it. They worked hard to get there and figure this stuff out. But your weekend guys aren't going to probably want to do that.
Right.
I'm sure there's a question in there somewhere if you want, but, you know, I'm just curious about that. How do we tell them that it's okay to go down to Safeway and buy a brisket? I mean, that they can use on the weekends. I mean, how do we reach those people?
So I think it's a great point. So, you know, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, you know, one of the things that I am definitely working on is ideas for how to grow those backyard contests, or even the some different grilling type of things, and competitor series, et cetera, to make that more approachable. And in those cases, we absolutely want to promote that, you know, especially on anything that's beef related. You know, you
right.
can do anything. And honestly, it's true of pork. And I can speak to that because of the fact that I worked at Smithfield. You know, you could go to Walmart and get a rack of ribs for $12 to $15 and have a great cooking experience and
yep.
not have to spend $100 on a rack of ribs and shipping, you know. Now, that said, I think there's a lot of opportunity to showcase that, you know, great quality protein comes in many price points, and it's more about what you do with it. So that is where I think we've got opportunities to really tap into some of the existing pitmasters at the competitive level, because they are kind of seen as the heroes, right, of
right.
the backyard
right.
enthusiasts. So as we have opportunity to inspire those backyard enthusiasts, that's what we need to do and teach them how. You know, I was just with Tito's, one of our partners, and they invited me to an event that they were putting on as part of their summer backyard barbecue series. And, you know, it was a great example. They brought in Meat Church from with Prager Grills. And he did a great demo in terms of, you know, if you were getting ready to smoke a brisket at home on your Traeger, in that example, here's how you would think, and he showed it as a pack of brisket, you know, how you would trim it up, and gave you ideas on how to put it on there, how much time to smoke it, things like that. And that is a good example, in my opinion, of taking someone who is an expert in the space, a high, you know, fierce competitor, and making things approachable. You know, I think you look at some other folks out there, like Big Papa Smokers in California does a great job with video content and making things super approachable in terms of backyard type cooking and grilling. Super competitive on and very successful on the competition circuit, but also has found a way to be very relatable to the backyard grilling
sure.
enthusiasts and
sure.
cooking enthusiasts. So that kind of stuff, in my opinion, is really where we need to continue to go as an organization. And that, you know, every member can be a part of that. So going back to the comments I made earlier about people and what I love about the people, you know, for our high-level competitors out there, I think sometimes they can get a little bit jaded or forget that at one time they were that backyard enthusiast that would have given anything to see, you know, Tuffy Stone's Secrets or Myron Mixon's Secrets,
yep.
you know?
Yep.
And so, you know, it's the table then flips and they get to become that hero and inspire the next generation or the backyard enthusiast. And so, you know, I would really encourage people to think that way, because not only can they feed their ego by being the expert, but really they can help be a positive influence on others to get them to grill and smoke more often. So that to me is a really key opportunity.
Well, I think that's very well said, actually. I really do. And I think that Maybe I'm going to throw something out here to you. Maybe it's one of those things too, where we do other gatherings, other competitions or something where they don't have to do all four meats. Maybe they just do chicken and ribs, or chicken and butts, or, you know, whatever. I mean, there's that obviously wouldn't, you know, get you to the Royal, so to speak, or the Jack or any of those. But there may be a way to do those lesser of four evils, if you will, at an entry level, to maybe get some of these people. You know, they can win their block competition for having the best, you know, chicken legs or thighs or whatever they're going to cook or something like that. I mean, I've just, you know, just kind of shooting from the hip here, but I think we've got so many things to look at, or you do, I don't, that there may be some real catchy kind of fun things that will get the attention of the civilians. So there you go. That's my thought.
Absolutely. Yep. No, I definitely agree with all of that. And, you know, it does matter to everybody. And you can, as a member, I would hope that, you know, you feel excited to share your thoughts and share your voice and stand up and say, what can I do to help be a part of bringing all of this to life?
Well, you know, I'm fortunate because I have a platform. I have a big platform that really is almost impossible to measure, because when you talk about being on in Chicago and Seattle and Portland and Vegas and some of these towns, you know, we've learned a long time ago that like the Nielsen ratings and stuff are flawed in my business. And, you know, as a marketing director that, you know, you can only take them, to a certain point. But when you have, you know, 100 markets that you're in and you're in kind of prime time on the weekends, I'm fortunate because I have that huge platform. Not a lot of people have that. But I can help direct people to KCBS and, you know, to Meathead and places like that where are amazing ribs, because I want it to grow. And I want to bring the civilians in so that they enjoy it, they have fun, and for us, for people on our side, yours and my side, that's going to sell more meat products, that's going to sell more salt and pepper, that's going to sell more grills and smokers, you know, so it's a win-win for everybody if we can rope those doggies in here, so to speak.
Absolutely.
So what do you like to drink? Change subject.
Well, I am changing the subject. So I am a big bourbon fan. I also like wine. So I just got back about a week and a half ago from a trip to wine country. Also started out with a trip to the Whiskey Fest put on by Whiskey Advocate out in San Francisco.
There you go. That works.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if you get a box just before the holidays that says and it's not one with a spigot on the bottom. It's slotted and separated, so there's individual servings in it, so to speak. You know what I mean? Jesus.
Very nice.
What's up?
For 1 year for Christmas, my husband got me a membership to a whiskey and cigar club here in Kansas City, and I thought he was doing that for himself, but I enjoy it every bit as much as he does, so we have a good time there together.
I've never seen you in person. I've only seen pictures of you, but I can see a bourbon and a Cohiba with you, you know? Like, I mean, I can, yeah. We can do that sometime. I mean, that's fine. You
absolutely
know, that would be fun. What does your husband and your family think of all this? I mean, they're probably glad they didn't have to move, but
they are definitely glad that we didn't have to move. That's for sure. And, you know, my kids have known some of the people that many of our listeners here would find to be their barbecue crushes, if you will, for a long time. My kids absolutely love them. So they were pretty excited when they heard Mommy was going to get to continue to work with guys like Tuffy and Darren and Sterling. Oh, yeah. So they, you know, they love that. They've been to many competitions. I didn't bring them out to the American Royal this year only because, you know, it was a lot for me going on. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, but they're excited. You know, they're just, and they've actually been to the office. They came here. I was doing a podcast with a local podcast group, and they were running around the office while that was going on, having a great time. So,
do you think that, this can be your dream job?
Actually, you know, I genuinely feel like it could. And we were joking a little bit before we started our session together, but I really do think that this was my calling. So,
yeah.
You know, I feel compelled to, just based on the experience that I've had in the barbecue space, getting to know people, I genuinely feel compelled to take the amazing history and everything that Carolyn and the group have created over time and be able to carry that torch into the future. And to me, that is, it's a great responsibility, but it's also, it makes me feel good. It fills my cup because yes, I'm really driving hard and I'm burning the midnight oil to make all of this happen, but there's a purpose behind it. And I think, that is really reward even on its own.
That's cool. One more question, and then we can talk a little more off the air here. What is the one thing that you, Emily Detweiler, want to learn how to cook but haven't mastered it yet? But now you're in a position to draw influence from all these top guys. So what's the one thing that Emily wants to perfect on her grill or smoker or whatever it is?
That's a good question. You know, honestly, I think I would say brisket, because I think brisket can be very intimidating. So I think I'd like to learn more about that. Again, I've done a lot in the world of pork. I love steak, but I think, you know, cooking a whole brisket would be really fun.
Well, Emily Detweiler, thank you for being with us here and sticking around for the after-hour show. That's always good, and I'm sure we will have you back as a frequent guest. I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you. Looking forward to it as well.
Well, I try to be entertaining. Anyway, Emily and I are going to get out of here. We're going to go talk some more, and you guys have a good week out there. Do some grilling and some smoking and some cooking, and good luck to all your college football teams this weekend. You take care, everybody.